WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
It's getting pretty steamy up in here. Coast, yeah, we're gonna play in the sand. And if you get lonely, I promise you this, girl. Oh, you can come close to rest in my pits. But then you call me up, say you're not gonna make it cause you've been held up. And my suspicions arouse, and I know you're faking and you've been called out. But I've been having those sexy weekends lately.
Everybody, yeah, turn the headphones down so I don't blow my ears out. How you doing? It's Mike on the mic, 10:07 on a beautiful, beautiful, sticky summer day, here with Tony Livingston and with, Tim Clancy.
Hello.
Hello, what's
going on? It is absolutely gorgeous. I just love this weather.
I know.
It's so the hotter, the humider, the better for me, because I just love watching people
complain. Yeah, but the rest
of
us have to, you know, live with you, you know?
I know, but I just love watching the rest of you complain about it, and I just go, it's all mind over matter. If you want to be hot, you will be hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something. Before we got this air conditioner in here, and there were days before that, just the windows would be open, so we'd hear all the traffic and stuff. Plus, not only we were hot, but so was the equipment. It wasn't a good idea.
Ooh.
Wasn't so now.
Yeah. He can wreak havoc on equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty comfy in here, isn't it?
It's beautiful in here. I almost want to get a sweater. Yeah. But I won't.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful in here. Very comfortable.
It is. So.
I can't stand the humidity. I'll be the first one to tell you.
And I like to laugh at her for it.
It's the basis of a perfect relationship.
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the hot, sticky songs that we played.
Ooh.
Mm.
I like the Sexy Weekend one.
Yeah, that Sexy Weekend one was by a band called The Scoundrels. They put out They put out an EP called Sexy Weekend, and that was the title track.
That beautiful
really
song.
Really nice, huh?
You knew I was going to like that
Scoundrels.
One.
Yeah. I like the guitar work just at the end. It's just kind of... Yeah. Not staccato, but what is it when it's offbeat? You know, sort of like, you know, you're a musician.
I'm a musician, but I don't know anything about music. Jeez.
I can't read
music. It's
syncopated,
all Greek to me.
Syncopated. It's kind of off the beat and whatever. It just gets me every time. I love that.
Yeah.
Someone trying to text me? Maybe. I don't know. And before that, the wonderful Ebony Eyes by Bob Welch. From back in 2007, that was remixed. Always love that song. It's produced so well.
Bob Welch. I remember seeing him on PBS. It was on Channel 2, and he had like half a Fleetwood Mac with him. And he was doing songs like that. It was cool.
Very
Stevie
nice.
Nicks was singing with him.
Oof.
Yeah, see,
amazing.
Because of that kind of music with all the flowy background vocals and stuff, Fleetwood Mac would be awesome with that.
And like so many rock stars, he got lost and... He decided he couldn't take it anymore, so he's no longer with us.
But he did start the Welch's Grape Company.
Was that him?
He did?
No, I'm lying.
You liar.
I'm lying to you.
Pants on fire.
Ah!
I'm just gullible enough to believe it. Damn, now I feel let down.
You just like grape jelly.
Okay. I do.
Before that was our friends in the t-shirt that I'm wearing today, Bad Marriage, Local Yokels, very good stuff. That was called Wizard of Love, and that was a great segue out of the Rolling Stones from Sticky Fingers. That was a live track, though. Can't figure that out. It's coming up here in the databases, Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton, Brown Sugar. Don't know.
It could be one of those reissue deals where they add on these extra tracks,
I think it was.
Or whatever.
Could I think it was. Okay, well, you know all about Jeff Beck because we told you all about that.
Yeah, Jeff Beck's new album is sensational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's called Where Are You Going Now, by the way. Actually,
well,
no, it's
here,
actually, it's not.
We're not
that's
going
Robin,
anywhere.
That's Robin Trowers. I'm sorry. The Jeff Beck one, that was just a single. I don't know the name of the record.
It's called, you had to ask me. I can see it.
It's all right.
It's like all right. Over my shoulder, but I can't turn my head.
That's what happens. All right, so I did tell you the name of the next record is Where Are You Going Now? It is very excited to tell you Robin Trower, brand
Robin
new
Trower.
Record. Yeah. Remember
started
Robin Trower?
Out with Procol Harum.
Yeah.
And then, he got billed as the second coming of Jimi Hendrix, which he wasn't, because I actually think it was Hendrix who copied his sound.
Ah.
Because, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm very excited about this. This is called When Will the Next Blow Fall? And it's brand spanking new here, everybody. Robin Trower.
Sweet.
At WMFO, right here in Medford.
Look down the broken road. Once a highway for the free. Where angel mists are shown. Very little sympathy. Child carries child. The world refused to see. So far from home. No place for them to be. And they lie awake at night, wondering when the next blow. Is no
Rock. session going here.
I'm rocking Poppy tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.
WMFO, Medford.
The Rings.
10:30 in the morning. The Rings.
I haven't heard that record in years.
Third generation.
I saw it. I says, I got to play Third Generation.
There you go. I don't know why. When you first gave it to me, I thought of that really spooky horror movie, The Ring, from maybe 10 years ago.
That was
with the
videotapes.
And
yeah.
You watch the tape, you die. Yeah.
You.
Yeah. So thanks for the memories, Tim.
Yeah. Where'd you go, Tim?
I had to see a man about a horse.
Yeah, I got to tell you. I saw Tim stood up to leave, and I'm like, where you going? He goes, you know that sub I ate last night? I says, yeah. He goes, I'm going to leave it here.
Okay. Nice. Very nice.
That's
well, we're
TMI.
Glad you're back, Tim.
Well, WMFO can never say that you never gave him anything. All right. Before that was a band called Low Cut Connie. The disc is Get Out the Lotion, and that was Rio. Like that a lot. The Beastie Boys, a request for our friend Dougie Folos from the Hello Nasty. A Hello Nasty CD. That was Body Moving. Thank you, Dougie. Another great Tim request after that. More local stuff from the Neighborhoods. 1991, Sea of Memories.
Yeah, that was produced by Brad Whitford from Aerosmith. Mm. A little fun fact.
Yeah, I'm worried about Joe Perry. I mean,
Joe Perry. I don't know. Nobody seems to even know what happened. It's all so vague.
Cardiac thing, and then
but they say he's doing all right. So
yeah, but it's really fun. You know, they've always been estranged at times. But yeah. Steven Tyler's all over social media saying, "Well, I don't know why they're not telling me anything. I don't know how he's doing."
I don't know.
But anyway, get well, Joe, for sure.
Yeah.
And started off that set with a new CD called "Where Are You Going To" by Robin Trower. When will the next blow fall?
Robin Trower.
That was quite awesome from Robin Trower.
Yeah, the guy's just been so consistently awesome over the years. He's got to have 40, 50 albums out now. I don't know. I lost count after 3.
Oh, so you gave up early.
No, I didn't actually give up. I don't know. I can't remember the last. I have them all now, but, you know, back in the day, I never really gave up.
Yeah.
Because I stopped buying records, actual vinyl, around 1983, because they stopped making it.
Yeah, but they're coming back, and we have three turntables in town and we're gearing up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
How much was an album back then?
It depends where you went.
Remember that old store down Melrose Center?
Oh, my God. They were list price there. They charge you an arm and a leg if they could get away with it. At the Melrose Music Shop.
Mm. Yeah.
I used to go to, we all have our old record stores. I lived in Haverhill, and there was this place called Record Village. Real tiny hole in the wall. And the guy there was John, and all the kids would go in there, and he would always have the newest ones on the wall. He would tell us which ones to buy. Maybe I should play this. I remember I asked him once, "What is that disc over there, Steely Dan Asia?" He goes, "Oh, you got to get that." Thank you, John.
Wow.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play some Steely Dan in this next set.
Yeah, let's do that.
I love Steely Dan.
Yeah, all right. Me too.
We'll do that. All right, so we do have some new noise. This one is from a band called The Temperance Movement. New disc called White Bear. Better than black bear, I guess.
I don't know.
Is it of the polar variety?
If you're into bears, I don't know.
If you're into bears.
If you can bear it.
Okay, moving right along. All right. New from Temperance Movement, WMFO. This is called Oh, Lorraine.
Oh.
At WMFO.
Oh, Lorraine.
Medford.
Yeah.
Yeah. were sunlit uplands around the river bend.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO, everybody. From Chorology, that of course is Remedy. Really nice sometimes not to hear the radio edit, you know.
It's always nice to hear a different version every now and
always.
Then.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yep.
Yeah, great, great stuff by the Black Crowes. Absolutely. That was 2010 already that mix came out.
My God, where does the time go?
It goes somewhere.
Everybody asks that. Where does the time go? I will tell you that the secret is it goes into the past.
Hmm.
That's where it goes.
That is deep.
Profound.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't take...
I'm going to go into the past now and tell people what the rest of the songs were.
That's a good idea.
Here we go.
Just before the Black Crowes was local band The Outlets from 2007. That was Best Friend. Then we played some Fire King from the Double Trouble disc, but we wanted Tokyo Storm Warning, but I think they messed up the
label. They messed up the label because we don't know what that was.
We don't know what it was. We're too lazy to...
But it was Fire King.
Yeah, it was Fire King. All right, then Frank Turner, the great Frank Turner was before that, from Positive Songs for Negative People. Great title. That was Glorious You, and started off with the Temperance Movement, brand new from their White Bear. I'm going to call it Polar Bear from now on. Oh, Lorraine was that one.
Ursa.
Where you guys? We're less than 7 minutes away from the end of this.
Well, are we really?
Yeah.
Where did the time go? That's right.
Wait a minute.
It's in the past.
Yeah. All right, so we got time for maybe two more. I have some new noise queued up, and I'm going to try and play something. I don't know what.
We don't know. But we'll tell you later.
We'll see if we can do it. I downloaded it when we started. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But this one's awesome. This is a local band called Lake Street Dive. And it's the title track. Is it? No. This album is called Side Pony. And this is a really beautiful track. Nice job by these guys. This one's called Mistakes. Brand new here.
Cool.
At WMFO.
Nice.
In Medford. And yes. Are you going? Oh, yeah. I missed the button. Here we go, everybody. Beautiful track at WMFO.
I've been standing right here before, and I do it every time. I never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow.
'Cause you know it.
Look at one mistake. Never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Well, every time I lose one, I can just move on. I always find another. Look at one mistake I'm making up.
Cause you know. Talk that talk, I can know by the way you